أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كادوا ليستفزونك من الأرض ليخرجوك منها وإذا لا يلبثون خلافك إلا قليلا. سنة من قد أرسلنا قبلك من رسلنا ولا تجد لسنتنا تحويلا. أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر، إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا. وقل رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل، إن الباطل كان زهوقا.
And it was very likely that they would have uprooted you from Makkah Mukarrama in order to drive you away therefrom. And in that case that they would have lived therein for a very short while. This was the way the Rasuls that we had sent before you, and you will not find any change in our ways. Establish Salah at the sun's decline until the darkness of the night has set, and the Fajr Salah as well, for the Fajr Salah comes with its testimony. And perform Salah in some portion of the night, an additional prayer for you, and soon your Rabb will raise you to the Maqam-e Mahmood. At the end of Surah An-Nahl, Allah Ta'ala advises, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ فَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. On account of these people's aggression, the impolite behavior, and the criticism, it was likely that any person's heart would be constricted and constrained. In the face of these trials, what is a Muslim supposed to be doing? How is he supposed to be responding? So Allah Ta'ala says, we know about this. And you should be reciting tasbih and engaging in namaz. Similarly, here Allah Ta'ala speaks about them. In kadu layastafizunaka min al-ard. They had almost uprooted you from the land to drive you away. And he speaks about the persecution and the difficulties, the trials Rasul to go through. But how to manage and how to overcome these trials? أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ. Then perform regular salah, and the salah will commence off from the sun's decline, the time of zawal. At midday namaz is impermissible. Then once the sun has declined from the center and the zawal has ended, until the darkness of the night has set, as well as the Fajr Salah. So all the five salahs have been mentioned in this verse. For starting off from the sun's decline is Zuhr Salah, and then just before sunset we are performing Asr. And then immediately after sunset, we are reciting Maghrib Namaz. And then when the darkness has settled, darkness is covered completely, and that is with the disappearance of the glow in the west, at the time the sun sets, then there is a glow in the western horizon, and when this glow in the western horizon it disappears, then the time of Isha sets in. According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, then there are two phases of darkness. One is a reddish glow, and followed by the reddish glow is a white glow. That when that white glow has disappeared, now the night has fully set in. And this is the wording of the Quran, إِلَىٰ غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ, when the night has settled completely. And the night settles when the glow has disappeared. So this white glow comes right at the end. When it has disappeared, then is the time of Isha. وَقُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ, and a special mention is made of the Fajr Salah. For the Fajr Salah are attended by the Malaika. But in this Fajr Salah, Allah Ta'ala speaks about it slightly in a different way. And the recitation of the Quran Sharif in the Fajr Salah, showing that the main thing in the Salah is the recitation of the Quran Sharif. This is the main obligation, the main farz. And in the Fajr Salah, the recitation should be longer than the other Salah. In the Zuhr, Asr and Isha Salah, then the recitation will be moderate, manageable for people. And in the Maghrib Salah, the recitation will be even shorter. So, Qur'an al-Fajr, inna Qur'an al-Fajr kana mashhuda, and the recitation of the Qur'an Sharif at the Fajr Salah, it comes with its testimony. The malaika that are in charge of recording the deeds of mankind, they are a set of malaika that are appointed for the night, then there is a set of malaika that are appointed for the day. Both these malaika, they meet up at Fajr. So, the importance of the Fajr Salah, one is, it's a Mubarak time, we are just starting off after a good night's rest. We are starting off the morning, and the morning, the important thing that is to be done is to perform the Fajr Salah. And in the Fajr Salah, the thing that is earmarked is the recitation of the Quran Sharif. And over and above all that, the fact that the Malaika are present makes it even more auspicious, makes this occasion even more auspicious, that the Malaika are present around this time. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ, and perform salah some portion of the night. Perhaps your Rabb will raise you to the maqam mahmood. The word tahajjud refers to remaining awake for some portion of the night. But the general practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sahaba ikram, and the righteous of all times, is they would get up some portion of the night, some portion at the last portion of the night, for some time at the last portion of the night. Sometimes it's about one third, slightly more or slightly less. And this was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba ikram, and the pious in all eras, that they would get up the last portion of the night, engaging in salah. So this salah has also been mentioned with somewhat emphasis, showing that it is more important than the other nafal salah. Therefore Allah Ta'ala makes a special mention about this, فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ. And if you just leave out idle talk and idle activity after Isha, get home straight after Isha, do whatever is necessary and then go to rest, then it is very easy for us to get up for this salah. But if our time passes in idle activity and meeting and socializing, then definitely that tahajjud or the fajr will be affected. So what a great blessing lost for such a silly activity. Sometimes it is just a braai we have gathered over for a few scraps of meat, and then the tahajjud is going, the Fajr Salat is being affected, and the entire day passes by in a state that you feel miserable, you don't feel comfortable, you don't feel well. So what a great blessing and a treasure to be quiet around this time. فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ. This is an additional prayer for you. عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Soon your Rabb will raise you at the Maqam-e Mahmood. Maqam-e Mahmood is a position exclusive with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We will see this on the day of Qiyamah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be most distinguished, with the most distinguished position, Maqam-e Mahmood. When people that have gathered from the time of Adam alayhi salam right till the end of time, and they will be interceding to the Anbiya alayhi salam, that they should be relieved from the horrors and the trials of the Day of Judgment, and all the Anbiya alayhi salam will refer people to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi salam, and Rasul-e-Pak will be raised to this position. He will bow down in prostration in sajda and recite praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he was only inspired at that time. Never before was he ever inspired with that words of praise like he will be inspired on that occasion. So he will recite the praises of Allah ta'ala and intercede, and his intercession will be accepted. So this intercession is for all the ummah, the entire ummah that accepts Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even those that have slipped into wrong, major or minor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for all. Then will be the intercession of the ulama and the martyrs, and it will be said to the ulama, intercede for all your students. And there will be some ulama-i kiram, students will be equivalent to the number of stars. Allah Ta'ala will bless them with such students, and then they will have the right and the blessing to intercede for one and all. A shaheed will intercede for approximately 70 people, but an alim will intercede for countless people, for he had shown them the path of Jannat and saved them from the ways of trial and the difficulties of the hereafter. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ. Also we understand that there is a great relationship between the Tahajjud Salah and this Maqam-e Mahmood. Both have a relationship. Person that is regular in his Salah, then he will get the blessings of this Maqam and this position. May Allah give us tawfiq.